Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to remember that a little inefficiency is okay. If you are like a lot of Before Breakfast listeners, you subscribe to this podcast to get ideas about efficiency efficiently. You spend 5 minutes listening to the podcast while simultaneously getting dressed, commuting, or packing lunches. And then you have a concrete idea for a way to make the most of your time. And I am right there with you. I love efficiency and intentionality about time use. I love to do things in less time. When I lived in New York City, I always used to walk a certain route to the subway because I had to wait for one less light. I am quite annoyed that my current coffee maker requires that you pour the water in slowly or else the coffee pot drips. I want to pour faster. But here is a key realization. It is most important to be efficient and effective about the big things. Are you in a job or otherwise spending your time in a way that uses your talents and lets you make a difference in the world? Have you built good relationships with friends and family? Are you taking care of your health? If so, great. You are spending your time well. And if you are intentional about your time in the big, important ways, then you truly don't need to obsess about every second. A little inefficiency is okay. Indeed, sometimes you can just embrace it. Take driving around in the car. I have noticed that in this era of remote work, some people have become obsessed with minimizing time in the car. Folks who don't need to drive kids to school every day can truly start to begrudge trips out of the house. Next thing you know, they are figuring out how to batch all errands on a particular side of town, timed to the exact moment when Waze says traffic will be lightest. And if it gives you joy to strategize how to make it to your dry cleaner and the container store and the place where you get your sunglasses repaired on one run while only making right turns, then go for it. But you will spend a lot of mental effort doing that. And to what end? If you have planned your work week well and have strategized where you will fit in your most important priorities and have them all on the calendar, then, well, maybe you can make two trips. It will be okay. The same goes with daily chores like cooking. Would it be more efficient to cook a month's worth of casseroles in one fell swoop and simply thaw one for dinner each night? Probably. But cooking can be fun, and it can be nice to make a meal inspired by local produce at the farmer's market or a recipe you saw in the newspaper or what you're in the mood for, not what you decided in a flurry of meal prep weeks ago. If you spent 30 minutes yesterday going to the dry cleaner in the post office, 30 minutes cooking dinner and enjoying it, and even 30 minutes on social media, that is 90 minutes that might not have been entirely efficient. But that is okay. According to the most recent American Time Use Survey, Americans spent an average of 3.1 hours per day watching television last year. Except for the people who are TV critics, a lot of that was probably wasted time. In comparison, your extra 30 minutes on errands is just not that big a deal. Neither is your time cooking dinner, even if you could have gotten by on half of that. So yes, aim for efficiency in errands, life maintenance, and anything else that is not a high priority for you. But also maintain a sense of perspective. How long it takes you to do your laundry or pick up your Target order is not going to determine how much you get out of your life. Get the big things right. Everything else matters a lot less. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.